When you walk into Professor Andrew Campbell's office at Dartmouth College, there's a lot to grab your attention. A shag rug, overstuffed Ottoman-like chairs, and funky lamps. But what really stands out in the computer science professor's office is the tiny tower of cell phones sitting on the glass coffee table.
And these are the phones that I've been using in research over the last 2 years. So you can see there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And because technology is changing so quickly and we want to keep up with things, you know, we keep getting the next new thing. And I've created, this is my little history pile of technology that I've used over the last couple of years.
Campbell teaches Dartmouth's only undergraduate course devoted to developing apps for smartphones.
Interesting enough, we're in 2013, right? And the iPhone came out in the market in 2007. So smartphones have been around for some time now. But if you look around the universities, you will see undergraduate programming classes, phone programming classes, but they're not prevalent yet.
But the demand is there, not just in smartphone programming, but across the department. Class sizes in Dartmouth's computer science program have doubled in recent years. That squares with national trends. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the app development field, including mobile apps, will grow more than 25% by 2020. Campbell says it's true that most people still teach themselves how to program smartphones, but he says smartphone-specific training needs to be more formalized for this new labor force.
And I think that this homegrown culture has basically happened because clearly the high schools aren't teaching smartphone programming and it's just beginning to being introduced in the university. So there hasn't been an established way to get educated in this field until now, I think.
And sitting in a campus common area, recent master's student Rima Murthy says that's what she was looking for.
Because I was serious about this as a career option, I wanted to make sure I had the formal training to go that extra mile. This is not about just throwing a few apps on the market and seeing where it goes for me. It's a little more long-term than that.
Her specialty? Marrying mobile apps to a smartphone's built-in sensors. Murthy says there's a growing market in developing countries for apps that use these sensors to gather health data.
My research interests recently have been to just focus on getting simple data like blood pressure data for a remotely located rural population. And how would you do that accurately? How would you do that with operators that are not clinically trained?
Around the state, other New Hampshire schools are starting to respond to demand. For example, Lakes Region Community College offers a course in mobile app development. So does UNH Manchester. In fact, the university even offers training for high school teachers to train a younger crowd. But it's not necessarily the rise of smartphones that's creating this demand.
The big driver for enrollment in computer science is computer gaming.
Radim Bartos chairs the computer science department at the University of New Hampshire. Like Dartmouth, UNH has seen a dramatic uptick in computer science enrollment. But unlike Dartmouth's Andrew Campbell, Bartos doesn't give a lot of credit to the rise of the smartphone. He did offer a smartphone programming course as part of the short January term. It didn't get a lot of interest. Bartos admits part of it was students not wanting to work over the winter break. But part of it was that he insisted on some key prerequisites, which runs counter to a lot of mobile app culture.
Something that I see in, you know, some of the other offerings is that they sort of try to avoid all the complexities, the backgrounds, the concepts, and they want to just jump right into the subject, and I don't think it simply works. It's like, you know, trying to be a brain surgeon and not take biology and not take anatomy.
So with that in mind, he decided to build smartphone programming into a required course. Although he's skeptical of the usefulness of dedicated mobile programming courses, Bartos says he encourages students, especially incoming freshmen, to be entrepreneurial. And it helps that news reports make computer science look like a safe bet.
If you have a big successful IPO, you know, we have students. Seriously, it's as simple as that. So we have, you know, Facebook going public and, you know, we are doing well. And it's not just us, it's New Hampshire, UNH, it's essentially everybody else.
While Bartos even gives pep talks to freshmen about starting any kind of high-tech company, he still points out that being a mobile app entrepreneur doesn't always pay off.
I've seen projects that were done for someone by an external company. And then I actually learned, you know, how much the company got paid for that. And it was just so little. I would never have, you know, done this. So the straight out work, you know, I don't think that pays very well.
Back at Dartmouth, graduating senior John Gunther felt the same way. He dabbled briefly in the mobile app startup world.
For a while, I was really excited about working with smartphones. I had an internship with a smartphone app company, and it's a crazy experience. Like, they're working like almost nonstop. It's really exciting and dynamic.
But for Gunther, the economy played a big role in his decision to go for a more stable job and paycheck at Amazon. But his classmate Terrence Bay decided to go in a riskier direction. He co-founded a game company called Puddleworks with some of his friends sophomore year. While smartphone games are known for being simple and addictive, Bay thinks there's a huge hole in the market. Mobile games for hardcore gamers on the scale of World of Warcraft and Call of Duty. It looks promising so far. He's even had a six-figure venture capital offer. But even if Puddleworks succeeds, Bay's not going to build the company here.
New Hampshire, the thing is, there's definitely a growing community here, but the thing is, in terms of, you know, what we want to do, which is inevitably get acquired so we can work with a larger capital base and build the large-scale game that we really want to do in the long run, it would be more convenient to be, you know, right next door to EA or Activision Blizzard.
That's in L.A. And Bay's not alone in his thinking. Rima Murty, the smartphone sensor expert, took a job in California. John Gunther's Amazon job will take him to Seattle. And that's the challenge for New Hampshire educators. Even if colleges and universities can draw young people here for training, adding them to the mobile app workforce is tough. But as we'll look at tomorrow, it's even tougher to find women to work in this growing field. For NHPR News, I'm Amanda Loader.